We're having what should be a pretty relaxed talk with the winner of the men's title of the BMW Berlin Marathon 2015. That is Kenya's Eliud Kipchoge, who certainly is looking relaxed because he's had quite a day, and he's won that title in his lifetime best, 2 hours, 4 minutes exactly. But actually, we'd like to look ahead, because Eliud, after the press conference, or during it, after the win, was talking about his goals. And above all, if I can remember exactly, Eliud, you were saying your mind is on Rio, and that means Olympic marathon. Of course, you've got to get picked for the Kenyan team, but is that how you see it now? You know, your future, you're in Berlin, you've won Berlin, you're now looking towards the Olympics, is that right?
Yes, it's right. Now, after Berlin, I need to go and concentrate and prepare and plan for Rio. But before Rio, this Berlin, Rio is still some 11 months to go. I need to run one marathon before Rio. But exactly, I don't know which one, but I need to go for one marathon and then go to Rio.
Because your record now is so impressive. 6 marathons, 5 wins and a second place. I mean, perhaps some might say, well, why run another marathon? But is it that you want to, before the Olympics, but is it that you want to keep in that groove? I mean, there's the danger of sometimes overtraining and not having enough racing.
Call it 11 months is too long, and you need to have a race, another marathon to tell to put that and test it, to put out the Rex, and also to tell to put the undermine. Another marathon is coming. You know, the main thing is the mind, not the body. If you train for 11 months, true, the mind might get tired. So it's better for the body to get tired than the mind to get tired. So I hope for both the mind and the body, then I'll have to have one marathon before Olympics.
So it's interesting, because you've talked before about how important the mind is. So that would be one of the big spring marathons, I presume, next year.
Hopefully, yes.
Is there another danger? I mean, you're a man who seems to have avoided the dangers, the pitfalls of training. You've got the training right for the marathon. But, you know, I can imagine a lot of people say, if I'm going to the Olympics, I've got to train extra hard, or I've got to do more, I've got to do something different to what I have been doing. I mean, would you anticipate doing anything that much different?
Not really. But, you know, I've been with my coach for the rest of my life in athletics, and I don't think I can have something, but I will continue with a normal program, and it will help me to come with a medal or with a gold medal in Rio. My program actually has been very good. It gives me good preparation, and that's the goal for each sportsman. That better preparation is better than if you prepare very well, then winning can come.
And you mentioned your coach, Patrick Sang. So he's been with you from the start. I mean, people have talked about seeing you in 2003 winning that 5,000 metres on the track at the World Championships and beating Kenenisa Bekele, Hicham El Gharouj as well. Have you and Patrick plotted a long-term approach to your athletics career?
It's really a very long time. This is 12 years now. I have never been coached by anybody in my life in athletics. Yeah.
But when you came together, did you eventually say, or did you say to yourselves, well, one day it'll be the marathon, or was it a case of, well, let's get all we can out of your career on the track first?
My plan was to run very well for a ticket, which worked very well. After 2012, then we decided to move to the road and to the marathon. And the transition actually was good, and that's why I can say our plan and preparation actually are up to date.
How did you and Patrick Sang meet? Was it a chance meeting, or did somebody say, hey, you two should get together and one be the coach and one be the runner?
We come from the same village.
So it was as simple as that. You were like, yes, Almost neighbours.
We are neighbours.
I mean, 12, well, more than 12 years, well, so let's say 12, 15 years ago. I mean, was it literally a case of you were in one house and he was in another in the same village?
Oh, it's maybe about 1 kilometre, 2 kilometres apart.
Well, I think the rest of the world's runners, or runners outside of Kenya, will just stand back and think, oh, that's quite a story. Well, it sounds like you and Patrick Sang, your coach, will be planning as carefully as you've done already for 12 years or so for, well, all being well, that Olympic marathon in Rio. Eliud Kipchoge, the winner in Berlin this year. Thanks very much. Thank you, Eliud.
Thank you, too. Thank you very much.